Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a seemingly innocuous order issued in a federal case that really highlights the degree to which Donald Trump will go to attack the government of this country, including law enforcement, including the FBI. Here's what happened. Trump, as you know, sued Hillary Clinton, sued some FBI agents for saying, either in reports or publicly in the case of Clinton, that the Russians had hacked in to help him in 2016 and that he had colluded with them. And he's suing for defamation. Defamation is an umbrella tort that has two prongs, libel and slander. You've heard them both. Libel is written defamation. Slander is verbal defamation. There's one exception to that is if you defame someone on TV or radio, even though it's verbal, it's considered libel because it gets such a wide audience and there are some consequences to libel, very few anymore, that different from slander. In any event, sued them for defamation. It's a frivolous suit. If I were a judge, I'd dismiss it immediately and order him to pay the attorney's fees of the people that he sued and also impose a fine. But one of the things he did, and this is not only sneaky, but dangerous, he listed the home addresses of the FBI agents. Now, FBI agents don't make a ton of money to hire lawyers. They don't get security like Trump does. And if you publish their addresses where their wives and kids live, you are endangering their families. And Trump knew that. It's a sadistic thing to do. The thing about Trump is he has this kind of salesman personality. He doesn't appear to be sadistic. But various psychiatrists who have analyzed him, and I will caution you by saying that the profession generally disapproves of analysis when you haven't examined the patient directly. So they're simply looking at conduct. But it's like doing a historic figure. You could do Genghis Khan, Hitler, they're dead, Stalin, but come pretty accurate with him. The consensus was that he has strong sadomasochistic tendencies. Sadomasochistic. People who are sadists, the flip side of that is masochism. They go both ways. They're sadists and they're masochists. That's why Trump is so servile to Putin, inviting Putin to whip him, because Putin funded him, and because the Steele report showed that Trump was engaged in perverted conduct with KGB agents he thought were prostitutes. But frequently, he comes out with sadistic things. Because of his salesman personality, it's sort of ah shucks, and he waves his hands. To publish the home addresses of FBI agents, subject them and their families to violence, is sadistic. The judge ordered the Trump lawyers to remove those addresses. If I were the judge, I would have fined the lawyers and removed them from the case for unethical conduct. The FBI agents are under attack from different areas. One area was they had been doing undercover work and they were investigating some people who had jihadist tendencies. They went to them and they said, if you will agree to cooperate with us, perhaps wear a wire, we will go easy on you. The people refused, and the FBI had them removed from being able to fly. They put them on the no-fly list. They weren't prosecuted at the time, So these individuals sued the FBI, the agents personally. They didn't sue the FBI as an organization. They didn't sue the government to hurt them. They sued the FBI agents personally. A judge threw it out, said, no, you can't do that. It went up to the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court. By a 9-0 opinion, they reversed and said the FBI agents could be sued individually, even though they don't have much money to hire lawyers, and even though they're law enforcement, they don't have any money to pay judgments. The three Democrats did it for bad and stupid reasons, and the six Republicans upheld it on so-called religious liberty. There's nothing about religious liberty and jihad. This country, largely the Republican Party, which is becoming fascist, but some on the left of the Democratic Party, are hurting the country. And it's absolutely time for people like us to speak out. So in this particular case, for these lawyers to put the FBI agents' addresses in a publicly filed document, and even though there's an order to remove them, they were in the public file for a while. And the people on the right know where they are. And that is disgusting. Those lawyers should be disciplined. Going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Thanks for carrying the ball on Trump and exposing him for what he is. You know, he turned his back on America about three times with Mueller, with Comey, and with Mattis. He chose to side with Russia three times, and now we have the far right supporting Russia, even on the news. And it's pathetic. I'm going to circle back to what I talked about yesterday. I've been talking with friends about having a state-wide referendum. So all this stuff, we're wasting money, taxpayer money, to kind of protect the criminal from more proving to everybody how there was no illegal voting done. The only illegal thing was the electoral people in Wisconsin were fraudulent people. But I think we got to keep hammering and hammering with the elections coming up how America has wasted its money protecting Putin's puppet. Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very good point. And let me give you a little context to everybody. Bill's referring to the Gabelman investigation. Gabelman was originally given a $44,000 contract from taxpayer money. Then inexplicably, it became $680,000. Now it's open-ended. Gabelman gets $11,000 a month. And he keeps saying, I've got to extend it. I'm about to find something. He's lying. The staff gets $20,000 a month, $31,000 a month. And Voss said, there's fraud out there somewhere. There's fraud out there. They're all lying. And this is coming out of our tax dollars. All right, let me ask you out there. How many of you paid $11,000 in taxes last year? State, I mean. Not a lot of people. This is just dead wrong. What is happening? The Republican Party is behind it, and Trump is behind it. And the only reason they're doing this is because Trump threatened Voss, and Voss was afraid that Trump would come after him. It's the only reason that's going on, and they're wasting our money for political purposes to help the Republican Party. And it's $11,000 for this idiot Gabelman and $20,000 for staff. $20,000 for staff. So $31,000 a month. And that'll keep going on. Voss is reelected in November because it's a gerrymandered seat. And Voss will be speaker in all likelihood, gerrymandered seat. You're going to see our taxpayer dollars as a cash cow for the Republican Party's political ends, Republican Party's political purposes. So, Bill, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. One piece of good news. The January 6th committee yesterday voted to refer Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino for contempt and prosecution. and they refer that to the House of Representatives. House of Representatives will pass it. Last time it passed, when they went after Bannon, with 9 Republican votes in addition to all the Democrats. Passed. It'll pass again. It'll then go to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland did prosecute Bannon. The trial's in July. He did prosecute him. He hasn't prosecuted Meadows. But I'll tell you what, with Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, these guys just blow it off. They were part of the Green Bay sweep. They were part of the Green Bay sweep. And this is what happens. So thanks for calling in, Bill. It is appreciated. You know, I have an idea. I have an idea. In the siege of Mariupol, the Ruskies are doing what the Nazis did to Leningrad in the 1940s, cutting off all food, medicine, and everything else. All food and medicine and everything else. Inhumane. But we are shipping pharmaceuticals to Russia, which Russia won't permit into Mariupol or Ukraine. Why is that? The pharmaceutical companies say, well, it's humane. Yeah, it is. It'd also be humane if it got into Mariupol. These companies are not loyal to the United States. I think it's important that these companies, that this be cut off. Okay, we go to the lines. We have somebody, it is CJ, it looks like. And CJ, we're going to a break soon. If you have something to say quick, great, or hold on, and I'll get to you after the break. Get to you after.
I'll hold on.
Okay, go ahead, CJ. Out with it, my man.
Well, just the fact Ron Johnson will be proven right by John Durham. All the people that have lied, Russia was not colluding with the Republicans or Trump. It's proven that he was colluding with Hillary and her campaign. There's already
CJ,
been indictments.
They colluded so she lose? Is that the idea? Look, I call back because you didn't get a fair shot. We go into a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Call back again. We'll talk to you again. I think that you're out in left field on this one. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.